For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Singapore's defense minister says his country wants to do what it can to ensure the summit, scheduled for June 12th, between the United States and North Korea goes well.
Singapore will play its role to be a good host. I know that the security agencies from the home team and as well as the SAF are busy planning to make sure that everything is safe.
Singapore, a small but wealthy Southeast Asian city-state, says it is willing to foot at least some of the bill for that summit. A Texas woman shot and killed herself in front of a Walmart just hours before she was slated to be sentenced for embezzling $1.2 million. The Houston Chronicle reports 43-year-old Paige Moody Bisher of Spring, Texas, was facing up to life in prison after admitting to stealing from a small Houston company where she was employed as a part-time administrative assistant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis had harsh criticism for China, accusing it of militarizing several artificial islands in a disputed section of the South China Sea. Secretary Mattis spoke at an Asian security summit in Singapore this morning, where he announced the U.S. has withdrawn China's invitation to join in joint military exercises in that area.
Despite China's claims to the contrary, the placement of these weapon systems is tied directly to military use for the purposes of intimidation and coercion.
Recently, two American warships sailed within 12 miles of islands in the South China Sea in an attempt to assert the U.S.'s stance on freedom of navigation in international waters. China has laid claim to most of the South China Sea. Kentucky GOP Chairman Mack Brown, a retired whiskey and bourbon company executive, says tariffs would be bad, but President Trump could be angling for a long-term payoff.
I don't want my industry to be picked on, but we can deal with life and move forward, and let's find out what he's going to do.
Brown says he wishes the tariffs weren't going to happen, but he says it's part of life. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An out-of-control fire in New Mexico is threatening hundreds of homes. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Residents in Cimarron, New Mexico, were ordered to evacuate due to a wildfire.
You have to evacuate. You have to figure out what is most important.
Some neighbors say they will stick it out till the last minute.
As long as it's just smoke, I'm not worried about it. But when you get to where you see fire, then it's time to do something.
Air tankers, helicopters, and ground crews are working around the clock to put out the blaze. Officials say 12 buildings at a Boy Scout ranch have been destroyed and more than 290 could be threatened. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Demonstrators gathered in downtown Los Angeles on Friday to protest a federal policy of separating immigrant families who have illegally entered the U.S. The protest outside Los Angeles' U.S. Immigration Services federal building was one of two dozen held across the country Friday. About 700 immigrant children have been separated from their parents since October. Actress Natalia Cordova-Buckley from ABC's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spoke at Friday's demonstration.
It's really ridiculous to hear the leader of the most powerful country in the world say something with such little infrastructure, with such little knowledge, and more than anything, with such a lack of humanity. That's terrifying to me.
The Justice Department says family separations are necessary because children can't go to jail with their parents, so they're placed in shelters run by the Department of Health and Human Services while their parents face charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.